ezinye zezingoma ebeziculwa ngamakholwa avele kumabandla athiyeneyo okholo lesiKristu emhlanganweni wokuhlaziya ukunanzwa kukazibuse kanye lokuphatheka kwabo endabeni zokhetho elizweni owenzelwe e-Anglican Cathedral Hall uqoqwe ngumanyano wezinkonzo oweZimbabwe Council of Churches. Unobhala jikelele weZCC umfundisi Dr. Kenneth Mthatha uchasisa ukuba kungani becabange ukuhlangana njengamaKristu.
Sibesifuna ukuthi sikhulume ngokuthi ishoni le independence. Okwesibili, le yi independence ezayo lapho zoba lenketho eka president, members of parliament ngama councillors. So yile ayisiyo independence nje, yi independence ezayo lapho zoba lenketho ama parliamentarians, ama councillors lo president. So simele sibe le lokukhulumisana njengama Zimbabweans ukuthi ikhetho le izohamba njani.
Uqhubekethi ukuqathekile ukuzwisisana phakathi kwabalembono ehlukeneyo ngoba kuyikho ungasiza ekuthuthukiseni ilizwe.
Silo msebenzi omkhulu ngoba uyabona siphuma lapho kwakusithwa uma umunyu umuntu ekuleli bandla umunye ekuleli bandla babe ngakhulumisana babe ngabonani. Thina sithi sifuna ukuthi siyakhe iZimbabwe entsha. IZimbabwe entsha ivumela ukuthi abantu babone izinto ngendlela ezishiyanayo futhi babe abangani.
Umthatha uthi kunenge okusamele kwenziwe ukuze avuleke amehlo amaKristu azwisise ukuqatheka kokuphatheka kuhlelo zokuvota. Kungalesi sizathu athi bakubone kufanele basungule umkhankaso othiwa wona I pray I vote.
I pray I vote umkhankaso ukuthi uNkulunkulu ungasiza ukuthi ngobani esimele sibakhethe. Kodwa uNkulunkulu akwazi kuyovota, yimi engizohamba kuyovota. So ngiyakhuleka ukuthi uNkulunkulu angisize uma ngiyenza ama decisions lawa ukuya vota. Kodwa kumele ngihambe ngenyawo zami mina ngiye e-booth ngiyovota ngoba i-decision le i-decision yomKristu wonke. So sikhuthaza abaKristu bonke ukuthi bathi mina ngizokhuleka ukuthi uNkulunkulu akubeke enhlizweni yami ngumuntu onjani engimele ngimfake phambili engizomvothela. Ngiqede lokho ngihambe ngiyoregister futhi ngiyovota. Yi-campaign esihambisayo.
Bekulamalunga edale lephalamende anxusiweyo kulo mhlangano ababalisa unkosikazi Priscilla Misi Hayirambu Mshonga.
Ayifuna ukuthi ngalokhu kuyenzakala endaweni eziningi ngoba singaqalisa ukuthi sikhulume labantu ababuya e-church kuyayenza ukuthi into zethu zibe ngcono ngoba kaninginingi abantu ababuya ema-church kwesikhathi abafuna ukubuya kuma-political parties ngendaba yobudlwangudlwangu obukhona kuma-political parties but njengona kade ngibatshela nje ukuthi labo kumele bavuleke labo. Namhlambuyile mina ngizecela ukuthi khonapha endaweni yona le sibe lo mhlangano wokuthi sikhumbule umama uWinnie Mandela bangaleli ukuthi silungise lo. So ngibona ngazathi uqalisa kokudlelana kuhle okuthi thina njengama-politicians lalaba abaphakathi kwesonto babuye.
Unkosikazi Misi Hayirambu Mshonga uthi ufisa ngabe yenziwa sikhathi sonke imihlangano yalolu hlobo ngoba kusiza ekuqedeni ukwesaba kwamaKristu nxa kukhulunywa ezombusazwe baxoxisane bekhululekile.
Okuningi ningi kakhulu ngabona ukuthi abantu bangaqalisa ukuthi bakhulume bezikhulumela bona njalo bekhuluma lathi thina sihlezi khonapha sivela kuma-political parties atshiyeneyo abanye labo bazaqalisa ukuthi hawu kanti into leyani iyakhulumeka kube sokuvuleka la.
Lo mhlangano ungenwe ngamakholwa avele kumabandla ehlukeneyo abezombusazwe bamabandla agoqela abecele le-MDCT ekhokhelwa ngumnumzana Nelson Chamisa, abezanu PF labe MDC ekhokhelwa ngumnumzana Welshman Ncube lamanye. Iningi labangenela umhlangano belidumisa umdali ngalesi sehlakalo lisithi kukalutshwana ukuthi ubone amaKristu behlala phansi bebonisana ngendaba ebezizila ezikhathini zangemuva ukuxoxisana ngazo esesaba ukuthi kuzathiwa asephambuka kulokho okumele akwenze. Ngimele isitudio 7 ngiseHarare ngimemvisa.